Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about going the extra mile out there for your client and how this will really pay off in your business model and help get you more clients in the future. And it's just actually really good business practice to kind of go a little further out there than what's normally required. This episode of the Pool Guy Podcast Show is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/pool to receive 20% off your first 6 months. So we've all been to a restaurant where the waiter or waitress is just so exceptional. They go beyond what you expect a waiter or waitress to do in a restaurant setting. And, you know, same with anything else. It may be a plumber or another service provider that just does something that you don't expect and you really appreciate the effort. So in our industry, there's a lot of opportunities to actually do extra things for the customer. Little things, like I have one customer that I take his paper. He lives in a really long driveway when I pull in with a gate, and I take his papers down there every time I'm at his account. And in fact, at the same account, I've seen the gardener stop on the trash day for this customer and take the trash cans out for him. So, you know, we're not the only ones that actually can go above and beyond. And, you know, if a customer is selling their house, for instance, and they want you to stop by to remove the cleaner from the pool, I'll usually, because my route kind of loops around itself during the week, I will stop in there and do that, and I won't charge them a service call for that. Little things like that. One time I was called out to replace a light. This was a brand new client that I just picked up. And so I go out there I get everything to go change the light. And I realized that it was just the breaker. The sprinklers had got water into the GFI outlet and it tripped the breaker. And so I reset the breaker, the light came on. And I just told her, you know, I don't need to change the light, was just the GFI had to be reset. And I didn't charge her for the trip out there. And she became one of my best clients for years. And all was paid on time. Never had a problem with her. And I think it was just when I first started the account, I set that precedent that I wasn't going to charge her for something like that. I wasn't going to even try to rip her off by saying that I put the light in when I didn't. So those things go a long way. Later on, because you're going to have the client, hopefully, for a very long time. And what you need to look at is how much money every month they're paying you, how that adds up for the whole year, how that adds up over a course of 5 to 10 years. And you can see that by overlooking little things that normally you would charge for will pay off, because the customer is going to stay with you for many years to come. And I also have many clients that will text me or call me after hours when there's a problem or they need to figure something out with their pool. And I gladly help them over the phone. It's not a problem for me to do that. I pick up the phone or I respond through a text message. I had a client one time call me panicking that his water bill was like $700 or something. And this has happened more than once over the course of the year. So I knew exactly what had happened. The person that read the meter wrong. And so that's why the bill was so high. So I told him, you know, just relax. What I want you to do is go out to the street, go ahead and look at the meter and see what the reading is on the meter and compare it to the reading that's on your bill. And he did that and he saw that they had read the meter wrong, obviously, because he called me panicking, thinking that his pool had a major leak, which I knew it didn't. And I had this happen before, so I was familiar with the meter reader reading the meter wrong. And sure enough, it was definitely off, and so he got credited back the money. But he called me pretty late, panicking, and I took the call and I walked him through it. And so, you know, that paid off because at Christmas time he gave me a nice bonus for that. And little things like that will definitely pay out, either taking the trash out, you know, the newspaper. I had a customer that one time went on a vacation and they left their back door open. So I kind of peeked in to make sure that everything was okay. You never know if someone actually broke in or not. I saw that everything was still good. And so I locked the door and closed it. And then when they got back, I told them they had left their back door open and they really appreciated me closing it for them. Something that, you know, it's logical that you should do. You don't want to ignore simple things like that, obviously. And it pays off in the long run because they'll refer you out and your trust factor with that customer goes up. And you're also earning brownie points for when you need to skip the account for some reason or your truck breaks down and you can't make it out there. And one thing I realize is that the customers really love their dogs. So I treat the dogs really well. I give them a treat when I get there. I also give the dogs a little Christmas gift every year. I leave a bag of treats for every account that has a dog. I actually make my own treat bags for the dogs at Christmas time with a ribbon, and that goes a long way also. I also leave a Christmas gift if they have kids. I usually get a pool float. If you buy them in the wintertime, they're really inexpensive, and so I buy the pool floats for my service accounts that have children and leave that there wrapped. So these little things, of course, I also give them a Christmas card for my family. And these little things go a long way in building relationships with your clients. And again, you're looking not just at the monthly. So if you have to do something and stop by for whatever reason, you know, I would recommend not charging in the $35 or $45 service call or $65 or $85 service call for certain things that you spend some time doing, because you're building a long-term client here who's going to refer you out to their friends and colleagues. And, you know, in 1 month, if you charge $100 a month, that's $1,200 a year, times 10 years, that's $12,000 that you're going to earn on this one account. So what's $35 in the long run for $12,000 with this particular client? That's how I look at it. If they, you know, they want me to install an automatic cleaner, I'll do it at no charge to them. It actually helps me in the long run anyway. You know, when I repair the cleaners, I just charge them for the parts, not for labor. So these little things, I'm leaving money on the table. I realize that, but I'm looking at the big picture and how, you know, to keep everyone happy out there and to build relationships with the clients. And basically, you know, not to, you know, nickel and dime everyone, but you do have to, of course, charge for certain services. You're not going to, of course, clean their filter for free or do anything like that. So the takeaway here is that you're going to do things that are going to set you apart from your competitors, and you're going to do things to make your client exceptionally happy with the service that you provide for their pool. This podcast is also brought to you by InuPools.com. InuPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. And so if you're a homeowner looking for more help with your pool care, definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have a lot of helpful links there. I also have links to local service providers in your area. So there's a drop-down list of pool services that I recommend for your area. Definitely check that out if you're looking for a service provider. And if you're in the industry and you need more one-on-one help, I have a coaching program that for $10 a month, you can text me in real time, and for $20 a month, you can call me. There's also a lot of great benefits of being part of the group. You can learn more about the coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.